Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Casting director Iris Baumüller grew up in Cologne, Düsseldorf, London, and Johannesburg. She studied theater, film, and television studies in Frankfurt, and then worked as an assistant director for German and international film and television productions. In 2002, she founded Die Besetzer Casting in Cologne, and in 2015, she opened an office in Berlin as well. She is a member of the German Casting Association, the International Casting Directors Network, the German Film Academy, and the European Film Academy. Iris Baumüller has received numerous awards for her casting work for films such as Club der Roten Bänder or Wellness für Paare and the series for Blocks. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Iris Baumüller, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Our current season focuses on comedy, and you've cast films such as Die Goldfische, Weil wir Champions sind, Trauzeugen, and Chantal im Märchenland, among a wide variety of other projects that you've casted. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey to becoming a casting director?
First of all, thanks for having me. And I started off as a continuity long time ago. Then I was worked as a first AD for at least 10 years. When you work as a first AD, you also take care of the small roles, the roles in between the extras and the actors. Yeah. And after that, I think I'd like to become a casting director. And then I started off casting the first feature films like Wahrheit oder Pflicht and which was screened at the Max Ophüls festivals. And it worked out quite well, I think. That was 2002.
Mm-hmm. How do you choose to commit to a casting project? Do you actively seek out certain projects? Do they usually come to you? How is that process?
I'm very fortunate to work with loyal producers and directors. Mm-hmm. And so this makes it much easier. And this is also my top priority, to work with people who I can trust, who trust me. So, and we have a common sense of understanding of the script and also an openness to new suggestions, for example, new ideas. And this is, first of all, for me, very important, that the atmosphere, we're all working together, that there's an atmosphere of trust and respect. And the second is the script, the humor of the script and the characters. And obviously, you have to like the humor and you have to understand the humor of a script, mm-hmm, before you accept to cast it.
Talking about humor, comedy is often sort of said or stated to be a supposed easy genre. I think it's actually quite hard to find the right tone and humor because it's quite specific. Do you feel it's harder to cast for the genre than for other genres?
For me, comedy is actually the highest form of art. It's really, really hard. Obviously, you need a very good director to have this special kind of, it always depends. I mean, we have different kinds of comedies. We have the black comedy, we have the romantic comedy. And of course, the genres, it's not just one comedy genre. And like Chantal im Märchenland is completely different compared to Stromberg, for example. So you really always have to, sometimes you also need different actors in the cast, of course, because some are good for a romantic comedy. Some are better for a black comedy. So it depends. And I think it's really hard because the timing, the way it's played, directed, that's really the highest form of art for me.
Yeah. When you first get a comedy script, what are the important things that you look at when you start going through the casting process?
For me, it's important, first of all, to read the scripts and to understand the characters and the story. And sometimes, if you have a drama, it's different. But with comedy, you really have to love the characters. Mm-hmm. And it's important to not denounce the characters and to take them completely serious. And then I don't tend to take real comedy actors for, if I cast, I prefer theater actors and actors who play more or less more documentary and have their own style of acting and timing, like Christoph Maria Herbst, for example, or Bjarne Mädel when I casted them in Stromberg. It's also the way they act. It's not acting. It's like a documentary. And that's the way they play. And Christoph, for example, he has a very special timing.
Yeah.
This is really important. I don't like when the actors play the genre. So, okay, now I'm in the comedy genre and I'm playing comedy. This is not the way to do it. And it's the more serious it is played or not even played, it is just there. Then when it feels real, then yeah, I think that's what makes it funny in the end, or sometimes also sad.
Can you take us through the casting process of one of your recent films without naming the film, obviously? At what stage do you get usually involved? How closely do you work with the directors and producers?
I'm usually involved in a very early stage. Sometimes I get the script, but most of the time I just get the treatment and maybe some character descriptions. And I work, for example, now on a new project with Bora Daktikin, and we have the first kickoff meeting next week. We have the treatment now, and we like to talk about the characters and also ideas for the cast. And I have that also in other projects that the directors love to have casting ideas already, especially when they also write the scripts. Or even sometimes I do not even have a director who is fixed on the project yet. So I work together with the producers and we try to develop an idea for a concept for the casting, like a big mood board, you know, who could be in the universe of this romantic comedy or black comedy, whatever. And then it also takes some time until the director is on board. And then, of course, you have to adjust and see if you speak the same language. It depends. It always depends. But of course, like yet now I'm also doing the second movie, Stromberg, and been working with Ralf Husmann, the producer and author and also the scriptwriter, Anne Feldhusen, for a long time. I think it's been 20 years now. It's great. And every time it's a new challenge because it's new characters combined with the old ensemble. And you also have to find new ideas depending on the script. And the script is not finished yet, but we started off with the casting already, and we started off doing some self-tapes. We already have ideas for actors who could be a really good fit for the roles. But in the end, we will, of course, do ensemble auditions. Ralf Husmann, he also has a very special way of writing. And it's really hard for the actors sometimes to speak the lines exactly as they are written.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just a certain technique or a certain way of putting the language and not changing anything, because everything which is written is already art. So you can't just, you know, change it. I think it's easier to say it like that. It won't work because this is the way it's written. And I think this is especially in comedy. It's so important to really take the role serious and also exactly what is written and not change it.
This is a bit of an aside. Forgive me. I'm assuming you see a lot of self-tapes and go to film schools, etc. How much of that is your usual work day? How much of your time do you spend on looking at or for new faces, new talents? I'm assuming that's quite a lot.
Yes, it's quite a lot. I can't really say it in percentage, because every day is meeting new actors, actresses, watching films, not only German films, also to get inspired, of course, international projects, to see how it works. Sometimes we do adaptations of international projects, for example. So it's also important to watch the originals and then get a distance to, you know, not to be too close to the original. Well, I also do workshops and I work with film students, or I meet at the Berlinale, of course, all the big film festivals. And it's also of course via Instagram, and you do a lot of research, not only mm-hmm. in the theater and in the movies, but also meeting every day. Right, yesterday, even now I'm on Mallorca, I'm still having holiday, and I met an actor yesterday by coincidence, and we were sitting together like 4 or 5 hours talking about his new projects and what would he like to play. So the work never stops and mm-hmm. and meeting new people, having new ideas never stops. And I think this is also so important for us, and this is what KI will never manage, because we have the personal contact with the actors, with the directors. We know how they change after maybe founding a family or moving in a different place and having new ideas, or having worked more internationally. So it's all in a flow and changing. And we have to be, as casting directors, very close to the actors to know about their issues and also to find newcomers, for example. I'm very close with newcomers, and I love that. I love working with young actors.
Yeah. And talking about adaptations, mm-hmm. weil wir Champions sind, there were a number of diverse roles that needed to be cast. And there's not that many diverse actors in Germany. I mean, it's getting better, but there's still, as we say, room for growth.
Yes.
So I would imagine that might have been quite, well, not necessarily difficult, but certainly a challenging process. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. It was, from the beginning on, it was an inclusive casting process. We considered mm-hmm. actors and newcomers / amateurs with handicap.
Yeah.
And we just said, okay, we have to be very open-minded and see. For example, we had a blind role, for example, so we also casted blind amateurs. There was mm-hmm. was not in that age we were seeking, there was not a blind actress yet. We casted amateurs, and that worked quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, I think it's at this time it was very difficult because we didn't have so many skilled actors with handicaps. So in the end, yeah, we had more actors than handicapped actors.
Mm-hmm.
We just said, okay, in the end, the best casting is the best casting. But now I recently did a project, for example, I did While Wir Champions Sind, and there we had a long casting process and a very intense casting process, also with a casting director who was a casting associate, that was Sven Hayes. He is focused on casting actors with handicap. And so we worked together in this project. And now we just recently casted a new project called One of Us, which is also an adaptation. And we found a wonderful ensemble, complete ensemble of young actors with handicap. And it has changed a lot. Also in the theater ensembles, you now find a lot of newcomers and talented people. And of course, at that time when we did the Goldfische, that was a completely different, I think it's already, is it 10 years ago or 8 years ago?
Almost.
Yeah, almost. So yeah, it has changed. And we, for example, we have the agency Rollenfang, who started out presenting handicapped actors, but now also the agents, all agencies have a diverse portfolio, which I really love. And I also work quite close together with Tina Thiele from Casting Network. She has this Cast In and Find Out and Cast Me In. So she founded Cast Me In, and this is a special casting for special people, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love this program. And in the last project, I also worked together with her, with Sven Hayes and Jacqueline May, who's also a freelancer working for me for several years. And she's working with disabled actors. And this was a good project with a good spirit. And we found the perfect actors, I would say. And I'm very mm-hmm. happy.
The making, obviously, of a feature film or a series or a TV film can take quite a long time, sometimes several years, sometimes maybe not so long. Do you usually watch the finished project? And how discerning are you when you look at the casting choices that were made?
Well, usually we are, of course, invited to the premiere, or I watch it on the television. Sometimes we have the screening all together with a whole crew. I love that. And but I'm always very, very tense when I see the movie or the series for the first time. I'm super tense. And of course, you always check, did I do it right? And is the character? But most of the time when you feel after 10 minutes, you start to relax and just let yourself in and go with the characters and the film, then everything is fine. Most of the time it is, but like now I've casted David Dietl's movie, Fest und Freunde, which is now playing in the cinemas. And I really saw this film now for the third time. And even the third time, I wasn't really relaxed, but I love it. I think it's such a good movie and I love the actors.
I have a few rapid fire questions for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a particular story or genre that you would still like to tackle?
I would love to do a romantic movie, a love story, a real love story, not a romantic comedy.
What would you say is the biggest misconception about the work of a casting director that people outside of the film industry have?
That casting directors are not interested in actors and are more like bouncers.
Okay. Obviously, you've done this for a few years now. Has the work changed over the course of the years? That can either be an external change or internal, as in how you yourself approach the work.
It has changed a lot because when we started, of course, you know, with the actors' catalogs. It was more haptic casting. I think it was much more sensual and it was more focused on the casting director because we were the one with the expertise and the knowledge. And due to the internet and the databases, of course, it's changed a lot. And we have so many people talking about the casting and discussing that the danger is to find the lowest consensus, to follow the vision and to share the vision. And that's, of course, the best way of casting.
Yeah. If you could wish for any changes or implementations in the casting process, what would it be to make it better or easier or more accessible?
I would wish that we wouldn't be so dependent on marketing perspectives. I know it's important, but I wish we would still rely on our gut feeling and intuition. And creativity, of course, and the knowledge of the casting director and the director.
And the final question, can you tell us what project you're currently working on?
I'm working on the new movie of Bora Daktikin and also Stromberg, the second film, and also on this TV series called One of Us, the diverse and inclusive casting. And yeah, several other projects. The year 2025 is already filled with wonderful projects. I'm happy. I'm very glad.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for sitting down with us today. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.